Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do-do-do-do. Yeti needs to settle
in. Let this Yeti settle in now. Come on. I'm like,
okay, action.
Okay.
Well, it's another rendition of Sup After Hours.
Sup. After Dark.
After Dark.
This is a Thanksgiving Eve special.
It really is. I'm much more jazzed than last time. Unlike last time, well, I don't have a FEMA tent in my living room.
Yeah. And it was also like 10:30 last time.
It was really late. Earlier. It's a little earlier, but I was just like, I'm like,
you're settled.
I have more to give. Let's just put it that way.
You were limited with what you could expel and expend. And now the holidays are coming.
Yeah.
It's feeling cozy in LA. I can already feel it's like emptied out a little, which I
love. It's so nice when it does that.
It's my favorite. This is the best kept secret of LA is to come during the holidays.
Holidays and Coachella. You'll never regret it.
I'm being tortured
somewhat.
And
I need to get it off my chest a little bit.
Say your truth, sister.
Sister? Sisters, have you ever poshed and then had someone straight up harass you for a whole day over something you sold them? Because that's what's happening to me.
Tell us. Is this from the posh?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay, okay.
None
okay.
of my posh, hashtag right, posh right. army are to blame. I'm leaning into like just the ultimate chuggy cringeness of posh life. But none of my posh army. Mm-mm. Bless them.
Bless their hearts.
They have nothing to do with this. This is, remember that me talking about that straight fucker that I sold a pair of Yeezys to?
Sinister straight.
A sinister straight who spent like 8 hours nickel and diming me
in offers
over like $5.
He tried to haggle with the master.
He tried to haggle with the queen herself. But he didn't know that the posh mafia is going to come for his ass.
So what is he doing now?
So he buys these Yeezys, which were brand new. They had the tags on them. I, like, in a fit of mania, bought them on StockX for too much money. They came. They were really ugly. I tried them on. I was like, I can never wear these. They sat in my closet for ages. And then finally, I listed them on Poshmark and then had to deal with, like, straight men making offers and just, like, fucking me around with these Yeezys. So I wanted to get rid of them, and I sold them to him for, like, under retail value, like, gave him a deal.
Right.
He, like, it was, like, a whole thing.
Right.
they have the tags on them. They are brand new. Like, all my pictures never are comprehensive. Worn outside. They've never been worn outside. I've literally tried them on and then put them back in the box.
Right.
And they sat in the box pristine and untouched. He messages me, and this should have been my first... Well, the first red flag was his haggling. And then the second one was like, as a collector, I need to make sure that these have never been worn. If you've ever even tried them on, you need to send pictures of the soles. And I was like, dude, they're the exact shoes that you see in all the photos. There's literally a million photos in this listing. Those are what you bought. Those are what you're going to get.
Right,
like,
right.
Chill.
Yeah.
He gets them. He reports me for the item not being... as not as the described, and he submits photos to the in as part of this report.
The tribunal.
To the posh tribunal. He submits photos of him pointing at the soles, and there's a literal speck of dust. There's literally like one on the soles of a shoe, on the soles.
He's
the soles.
He's mentally ill.
Mental. Where, mental. Mental doll. Mental.
Can I ask where he lives?
I can't say.
Okay, okay.
I can't risk my posh career for this motherfucker, but I have his I have his address. Like, I could... When I saw these photos of his fucking finger, stick little nail, pointing at a speck of dust on the sole... On the soles of a shoe. One is like, there's nothing. He's pointing at
what
nothing.
Color are the shoes?
I was
shoes?
Like, this man is schizophrenic. What they're like red, black, and blue. They're literally so hate. They're hideous. But I was like, needed them out of my life. So I sold them for $225.
You need to expel those shoes out.
I needed them gone.
That is a chakra cleansing. You need to fucking. That is. I'm so happy. That is why there was construction happening here, is because of those shoes.
I know. It was
attracted
horrible.
Attracted darkness.
They did. They brought so much darkness into my life. And so
But he literally has his
Karen,
hand.
Look at this. Look at this. This is what he said. There's nothing wrong. It's a clean sole of a shoe. He's pointing at like a speck of dust. I don't even know. But he goes, I know his finger. I know.
Fingies.
His fingies are sick little piggy fingers. So then he goes.
Don't say that.
They are.
Don't say
pig. What? They are pig fingers.
No, take that out.
What? I'm not taking that out.
Okay.
They're not even fingers. They're fucking hooves. He's pointing with his cloved pig hoof at the...
We can't.
What? I'm not saying this person's name or anything about him. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Actually, he's terrorized me. They said they're reviewing the case, and I go, if you don't want the shoes, you can send them back for a refund. This is crazy. And I go, they're exactly as pictured in the listing. You had access to multiple photos that showed the bottom of the soles. And then I just said, like, you can fucking just return that. Like, I approved it. I'm like, give them back to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I will fucking sell them on the posh live. People were asking.
My sick laugh is like, it's sick. I sound like a really unwell person.
No, it's so good. It makes me laugh more. You get sick laugh, I fucking go loco. Then he goes, what's your best price for these? I could keep them for a discount. Carrie, when I tell you...
Oh, so he's scamming you back.
No, I was so enraged, and I literally almost was like, when I sent that refund text, I literally typed out, you fucking pussy. And then I deleted it.
No!
No, I know. And then I deleted it and I just texted my friends and like raged to them and let them... But then this enraged me again. And I go, I already gave you a major discount and I'm over-dealing with you. So you can...
Wait. So he was... It's like... The scammer always knocks twice. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
He's grifting you back, being like, well, I'll buy them off you if you want
to. I know. I go, so you can either keep them and stick to the price you paid or send them back and I'll refund you. I've never had someone on Poshmark take up so much time and energy. Make a decision and let me know. And he goes, yes, because it's my fault. You listed dirty shoes as brand new, never worn. I'm sorry I can't see every detail in a picture. It must be my fault. Even after that, I'm still trying to work with you here. But hey, whatever. You do you. And I wrote, dirty shoes, get a grip.
What did he say?
I said, you either keep them for the price you paid, which was a great deal, by the way, or send them back. I'm done with you. He goes, what would they be called then? They were certainly worn. Not sure why you'd rather continue to argue instead of working out a deal. What? I go, it actually is technically your fault because you had multiple photos of the shoes from every angle. So if you're worried about a literal speck of dust on the soles of your precious brand new Yeezys that you got for a fraction of the retail price after nickel and diming me in offers, you can send them back. I'm actually doing you a favor by even allowing you to return them. I will gladly take them back and resell them for more money, might I add, to someone else. He goes, so I should have assumed that you were a liar. Why would I need to worry about shoes being worn that were listed as never worn? You didn't allow anything. The item wasn't as described. Carrie, I'm telling you.
Are you still? Is it still?
Yeah, I go, the item was exactly as described and matched the photos, which is true. There's no argument to be had. It's actually very simple, but I can spell it out for you again since you seem to have such a hard time wrapping your head around your options, worrying, but ultimately a reading comprehension problem on your part, I guess.
No.
You have two choices, A, keep the shoes, or B, return them. He goes, oh, but you're missing the part where you lied about the condition of them. That's very convenient of you. Are you projecting your own issues on me with reading? I said, if you
wait, what?
No, Kara, I'm telling you. This man will not stand the fuck down. He did this in offers, and now he's doing it in the messages. I said, if you continue to message me, I will report you for harassment. He goes, oh, no, I'm so sorry that I'm trying to work out a deal with you and that you actually are the one harassing me and trying to insult me. But hey, I guess maybe just list your shoes correctly that time. Didn't know trying to buy things was harassment. Really don't care about your empty threats. I said, the only message I will accept moving forward is the one about your decision keeping the shoes or returning them. There will be no further discounts. You either keep the shoes as is or return them to me. That's all.
Did he say anything else?
Yeah. Then he goes, I'll think about it. This pussy ass fucking bitch is going to keep those fucking shoes because he got them for a good deal and he knows it. He
Damn.
Goes, just low how sellers can't even take responsibility for their own actions, yet I'm the problem because I trusted your word but didn't zoom in on every detail.
Oh my God.
I literally typed out, go fucking cry about it to your therapist, you little bitch. And then I deleted that and it didn't respond.
You were like, whoa.
No, I'm literally like, I got don't. The Cyber Monday live. I got the career in
the No, you got the career in the live. You can't. Like, this is someone that does this, is probably doing this to, like, multiple
He's
people.
He's sick. I found his LinkedIn. Oh, I'm no. literally about to, like...
Don't!
I am literally, I was, like, about to email the CEO of his company and be like, why is your employee during a work day harassing a queer small business owner? A queer female small business
owner. A queer femme.
You? I was about to be like... Why is your employee spending crucial work hours harassing me, a third generation immigrant, granddaughter of dairy farmers, queer female small business owner on the internet?
It is like
I was about to take it up the woke chain destroy him.
But that sounds
I was like, I will click every box it takes to annihilate this person.
Well, that just to me feels like, I mean, I've never posh and I don't think I will, but I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
I do.
It's a whole thing.
And I respect it. I can't access it. But to me that sounds like someone that's doing that regularly.
Definitely.
So you're probably like one of many that he's like trying to like, this is what people do this in life. They like they buy something and then they pretend it was like shitty and then they're like, ah, look at this piece of shit thing. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's just the way, it's like America. It's just the way it is. It sucks though. But also, I'm dead at you going. the only message I want to receive now is if you're either going to keep it or send it back.
That's all.
That's all.
Miranda.
You went full Miranda Priest on his ass.
I did, because I was like, I can't say anything. Like, I did wade into TBD waters with the reading comprehension dig, but I just couldn't help myself. But I was about to go full on verbally abuse this person and get kicked off the platform.
No.
And you can't do that.
No, and I think anytime you, I feel like anytime you challenge a man's reading comprehension, a man specifically.
I knew that that
it'll
would
hit him under the belt.
I knew,
because boys learn to read slower than girls, and it's just like it's a wound I think he must carry.
I really know, if there's one thing I know, it's how to emasculate a straight man.
He was shaking in his little, he had little booties on. He was going, woo.
His little hooves were shaking.
Don't,
in his boots.
You can't.
Why can't I say that?
Are you saying like demonic hooves?
What? Wait, where's like, I need to explore this line that you have with saying someone has a pig hand. With calling someone's finger a pig finger. Why can't you say that?
No, I don't want like this man to somehow hear this and be like, they were body shaming me.
He would then have to admit that that's who is being talked about.
That's true.
And this could also
I have like PTSD from Ms. Sanella.
Oh, Jenkins. Well, this isn't like that.
Okay, good.
She does not haggle and then try and scam people out of a pair of fucking shoes. Yeah. No, but I'm truly, it's taken up. I was like about to go into cardiac arrest today. I was so filled with rage.
That's stressful. But also like the way he's like, he won't back down.
I know.
It's like,
that's such a
male.
Man.
It's very male to be like, I'm coming back for one more napalm.
No, you have to. It's like, it's spelled out for you. Just because you didn't get your way, you baby bitch, you're going to whine at
I'm
me.
I'm dead. I am. It's kind of camp. The finger is camp.
The finger pointing at absolutely nothing.
I was like, let me get my, I was
get
literally.
The microscope the fuck
the gif
out.
Of LaToya Jackson not, with the magnifying glass.
Not only is it camp that it's pointing at nothing, but it's extra camp that he would be mad about dust on the bottom of a shoe.
Yeah, maybe that happened like mid transit.
No, I mean it probably happened. If I tried them on, there was a speck of dust right. that got on them. But it's literally like it's the shoes touch the ground. It's the bottom of a shoe.
Yeah, it's
no
like
one's
you're
going. What's that under there? Is that dust on the bottom of your shoes? You disgusting.
Well, maybe he works in the menu style setting where they come and they inspect their souls,
There's nothing. This man is truly. I need my posh mafia to go after.
People love to argue. People
they
just
really do. I'm people not
are,
the one.
People are the internet. No matter where you are, be it Poshmark, be it Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter, people will argue.
The arguers are everywhere.
They will, so he, of course, this guy is gonna. It's the holidays. He's probably mad about something.
He got a good deal.
He got a great deal, but he just wanted to.
He just wants to twist the knife.
Or
I also knew it would make him mad when I was like, "Give him back to me. I'll sell him for more money," which I would. And so I'm using reverse psychology on this literal pea brain.
But then he was like, "Okay, let's make a deal."
Yeah, and I was like, "There is no deal. There's the deal is you have two options."
It's like, it's very
I'm also like, you're bold as fuck. Like, I was.
I like when you said.
I'm not going to do this, but I was like, I'm ready to fucking reroute my plane ticket and stand outside of this person's house and show them what the fuck happens when you fuck with me on Poshmark. Can you imagine? I was like,
you were going,
seeing Daily
you're about
Mail
to go like,
like,
you're about
no,
to go like full astronaut woman.
On this
no,
person.
You're about to go like full diaper astronaut woman driving.
In the fucking
you're
front
like,
seat.
Change of plans. Get in, Tony. And then you drive across the country.
I drive literally across the country and stop at this man's house.
Well, this is.
He'd probably actually kill me.
Yeah, I think you're more likely.
I'd be like fired
never...
up, and then he would kill me.
Yeah, you can't trust someone that's
you can't go
someone
confront.
That's down to clown with this kind of stuff. You,
can't
you don't
confront
want to fuck
a
with
man.
Them. So I think it's good to like get your little yayas out, as my mom would say, and get.
I had
your
to
little...
get the yayas out on the pod.
You had to get and but this then you put it to bed because someone like this you don't know what they're capable of. If someone is willing to point to a shoe and and upload it to the tribunal, they are not on a whatever day, Tuesday in the day before a holiday, they are not
They're
someone
not
you want
right.
to fuck with. You don't want to fuck with them. So you either You either wait till they send him back or you block his ass and move on with your life.
He's getting blocked.
Because
hell
that and is some that is some energy. That is that I'm is,
it's pig energy.
No, that's just dark. That is just like dark it internet dark. Energy. Dark internet energy. Karma weighs heavy on him.
I know.
That's funny. I know. I'm glad that you
I'm glad that we can laugh about it. I
just when you said this. Well, yeah.
But we need to talk about something far more pressing.
So we're going to get into Salt Lake City.
Wait, no, we're going to get into fucking Mother God.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Lara's caught up on the two episodes of Love Has Won. Love has certainly not
Love
won.
Is winning.
Alcoholism has won.
Pickled livers have won.
Guys, the documentary...
of the century.
The Safdie brothers produced it. And the music is so good, first of all. I need the soundtrack to come out. But it's on HBO Max. It's called Love Has Won. It's about the Mother God cult. A few years ago, I think it was like during COVID, they found a mummified body of a woman in Denver in this like crappy house that all these people were living in. And she was surrounded by like Christmas lights on a bed. And she was wrapped in sleeping bags. And she was fully a mummy.
Yeah.
And she'd been there for a while. And the people were just like living in the house. They found out this is a cult. She's their leader. She has died of liver failure. And they've since displayed her body like she's Lenin. Placed her in like sleeping bags and created a tomb for her surrounded by like blinking Christmas lights.
Because they were like, she's coming back.
So this documentary explores, and it's interesting. This documentary is different because they're talking to the actual current members of the cult.
You want to know what's crazy? When this story came out, I was obsessed with it. Right. And they were still live streaming on YouTube and I got on some of their live streams.
You did?
Yeah, because I was damn. Like... God, these people are cray cray. And then I was like, I'm checking this out. And their live streams were sadly like incredibly mundane, but the Christmas lights were still up. They were still in that house when they were live streaming post her mummified body being found.
So this documentary, there are a few former members, but it's mostly current members of this group, and they still kind of worship her in death. And she's still... their like lead spiritual leader.
Yeah, they love her.
And it's like a hodgepodge of like different Eastern like spiritualities, white woman appropriating like other cultures kind of thing. But it's this woman, Amy Carlson, who was just this like kind of someone that wanted to be famous and then like went on like a rough road and kind of lost her way and then found internet spirituality and married this.
So, well, she found weed.
Well, she found ecstasy and weed.
Mm-hmm.
She found MDMA.
This is, like, what I would have become if I'd never gone to therapeutic boarding school.
If you stayed in Oklahoma.
Either dead from fentanyl or an opioid or Mother God.
She, the first guy that she shacks up
Kansas.
With.
She was from Kansas.
I know.
I was like, this bitch reeks of Kansas to me.
She was also, like, gorgeous.
Yeah, she was stunning.
But she... shacks up with this guy that she met. She talked to him for like a second. She was like, we must meet. And she was clearly on like drugs. And they lived together for years. And they began live streaming together. And he was like this crusty old dude who lived in Crestone, Colorado, and like the prairie. And they just like
lived in like an adobe house.
It kind of looked cool.
It looked really cool.
And they just like lived together and like they live streamed. They called each other Mother and Father God. And then she kind of started It's Only a One Woman Show.
Well, she was like, honestly, kind of a front runner of like open relationships. And I would argue a feminist icon. Her approach to dating was very advanced and cool. And I think that single ladies out there and men should approach men seeking men should approach dating the way that Mother God did.
She was the original Polly.
But she would like find a man who was sexy or who she thought was sexy and be like, you're the next father. Like, are you ready to like take on this role?
And he was like,
and they'd be like, sure. And she'd be like, you're incredible. You're amazing. There's never been anyone like you. You're singular. You're Father God and I'm Mother God. Are you ready for this responsibility? And like seduce them into her world. And she would just like vet them. And then when she was kind of sick of their ass, she'd be like, well,
There's another Father God
waiting in the wings. I had a dream about him and he's here and let's accept him too. And like, she just got these men, like lined them the fuck up.
So she started doing like internet spiritual, like tarot readings and like spiritual cleansing over the, like, again, like almost like an early, like twin flame, like everything was done via internet. And then she started amassing a following online and then slowly people started coming out to live with her. And she got like a business manager basically. And she had her first father replacement Father God, this like young hot guy from the East Coast, like left.
Yeah, he was like,
he's like, I'm tired of her shit. She's a drunk.
He was too buttoned up. You have to be like extremely Wook vibes to get into Mother God and like the shit that they were on.
It's
are the people that go to like Grateful Dead concerts.
They all live in this house up in like Mount Shasta in California, and they just like, there's like 20 of them and they're all like super like white people with dreadlocks vibes, and they just live stream 24 hours a day, which I'm like, honestly, is for cults, as far as smart cults go, I respect that they're just like fully transparent. It's not clandestine. Like when Mother God's raging, you hear her in the background.
The way I knew she was like fully legit, like bonkers, is when you see her with a necklace on her head. When you see that pendant necklace come out, that bitch puts a necklace on her head, she is shit tank.
She's fucking
blammo.
She's like a beer drunk. Like she's like, she drinks.
She's a wine and she's taking like bong rips.
This is a show about like, If you've ever thought this is a show that the true dark power of weed.
This is how I partied in high school. Like these were like the level, we weren't spiritual, but like this is how we rage. It would be like everyone sitting around getting fucked up on weed and then just like getting shit faced.
Well, basically
and then
the cult.
Like every time she laughs, her laughter, remember when
she's got a ciggy laugh
at the computer and she goes, wah! And then like sits.
She's surrounded by these people and they're all so high and drunk and they're all just giggling. And she just goes, ha-ha! You know, and she's like, and like this guy comes and one replacement father, a new Father God arrives and he goes, I went in the room and I looked around, and in the crowd I heard the most beautiful voice. And just hear her go, ah! And he's like, and then I saw her and I knew she was Mother God.
Her laugh killed me. Out of nowhere, she'd be playing like dubstep and be like, and then she'd go, ah!
She's like unwell.
Fully unwell. I love the women that, of course, they have like a fucking New Zealand lady. Of course. It wouldn't be complete without her in the mix. And she's like, her energy was, she was taking on so much energy. And it's like, bitch, she's fucking blotto right now.
Yeah, they're like, you see, she's crying because there's so many new people and she's giving so much of her energy. And I'm like, no, she's bugging out because she's on weed. And all these random people just came into her like house.
50 fat bong rips in a row and like chugged wine.
And then there's babies here. And she's like, whoa, what the fuck? No, and that woman who brings her kids, that woman is a... She is one
I
of
want
the
a movie
darkness.
About her. She's one of the most incredible
she's
women I've
so
ever seen.
Terrifying. This one woman's like,
she's
yeah.
Slender woman.
She goes, I packed up my kids and me and we drove there. She brings three of her kids under the age of like 5 to live with Mother God. And Mother God, the kids are all crying. And I'm like, oh my God. And then thankfully her mom came and extracted them.
Well, then the backstory. Okay, I really do think that woman has been through a lot of abuse, though.
No, I think
the
she was
way
abused
that she,
as a child.
Like, she was, but then I think she was probably in like an incredibly abusive.
No,
mood.
I'm like, this is better.
The way that she cried when she got like, if you're crying with like joy and relief upon entering Mother God's house of horrors,
I'm like,
you've been through it.
I'm like, this is better. This is a better situation for her.
But then the real shocker was her going, well, about a month in, my parents, they showed up and took my kids.
She goes,
it's honestly...
It's been years.
And then she goes, and I don't think... She goes, it's not really a sacrifice. That's not how I look at it.
How about when she...
you're this close to Mother God?
How about when she burned the house down?
She's... she might actually be Mother God. She's serving the low-key cunt mother, on the side. She's Mother Slay.
Mother God, I'm sorry. I don't. If you have to call yourself Mother, you're not Mother.
No, and I'm having a hard time seeing what these people saw in Mother God.
I see more Mother in this this firecracker.
I'm sorry, but when you burn a house down, you're officially Mother. There's a new Mother in town, and it's Slender Lady.
And then all these women come.
She goes, everyone goes, we moved to Oregon. We got a house. It was fucking great. Mother God's like, and then they go. And then one day, that house burned the fuck down.
And then she goes, and I was burning some sage.
Outside, burning a little sage. And then...
it was a brush fire.
It just lit up.
And then she goes, and then they escaped. By boat.
No, she goes, and I went to Mother God, and I said, Mother God, it was me. And she goes, I know, bitch.
Mother God is kind of Erica Jane.
She's fucking dope for that.
I know, bitch. Don't worry.
She's bitch, I know. She's like, I know, I fucking downloaded that information, bitch. She's like a fucking truck.
It's really sad because this woman, you see her, she also has three.
She's also talking about nothing. Talking about nothing.
No, and they stay up for 7 days at a time just at the foot of her bed. She's always in bed. She's like Proust in bed, just never leaving her bed. And
with her, that ex-con guy was so fucking hot. I was glad that she got dicked down by a true psychotic hottie before she bit the dust.
But this, you see this woman's descent into full alcoholic fit, like alcoholic, true, the depravity, the heart of darkness, alcoholism. This woman's liver fails. And this woman, it's really sad.
No, but the best too.
She also is drinking so much.
Colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver. Her skin is literally.
Blue.
This woman, and that's why she looks blue as a mummy.
Well, I think sometimes you just blew out as a mummy.
Oh, okay.
But also that.
But she, this woman, you see her, she went from like this like very beautiful like.
She's a stunning like va-va-voom.
And she had three kids of her own and she, oh, and then that backstory.
She pieced the fuck out.
Her mom and sister, their mother, their queen. But they said they went out for a birthday dinner and she just was like, gotta go, and left and never came home, and they never saw her again.
That's honestly a slay move.
She packed her, and they came home, she cleaned house.
No, literally, they like went to Olive Garden for just a regular old dinner, and she got up from the table and was like,
gotta go to the bathroom.
Goodbye. And then they never heard from her again. That's brilliant. That's cool. Mother God. And then, but my favorite too, where I was like, this is literally me, is when every... like, they sit by her bed and one of her followers will just, like, record every, like, move she makes. She'll be like, Mother God sneezed 3 times and 7 times and 2 times.
Mother
and
God cracked.
It's her job to, like, intuit what Mother God wants to eat. And so, and then they have to, like, bring it to her. And if Mother God does not like the food that they made, she will flip the fuck out.
She's like, you got me chicken parm!
She goes, what I wanted was chicken fucking parm, you piece of shit. And they, you hear
it's
them,
basically.
And they're live streaming this entire thing, by the way. And you hear them like go in, like crying to the main room. And they're like, so Mother God is kind of freaking out right now. But that's just because like she has a lot of energy moving through her. But I was like, this is literally me when like Postmates forgets that my side of sauce.
No, but this is it's very like the Bear Christmas episode. It's literally just like it's an alcoholic family.
Yeah.
Where everything revolves around the alcoholic person.
Well, they all want to get fucked up.
No, but I'm saying like it's like a dysfunctional alcoholic system where it's like the center of the family is like the patient, and everything's about them.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're all like Al-Anon and addicts, and it's wild shit. And the craziest thing is, she kind of at the end was like, I'm not Mother God, take me to my mom.
Yeah, that was fucking nuts.
She was like, I want to see my mom. And then they were like, no, Mother God, you must you have to drink more colloidal silver.
That's when the posh mafia turned.
And they were like, they were like,
when the posh squad when you try and tell your posh squad that you're not Mother God, and they're like, silly Mother God, yes you are.
No, and they're like
going in a fit of like delirium tremens, being like literate late stage liver failure, retching bile, being like, what if I'm not Mother God? Blech! What if I made it all up?
And they're like, oh, Mother God. Oh,
that's Mother just... God, we gotta get to Hawaii.
And she goes, I just want, she's like, if you were in this position, like, you'd want to see your mom too. And I'm like, that was really sad. And also, like,
she was trying to make right with God.
Yeah, because she knew she was.
But her posh army said, oh.
They said, like, no, no, we're taking you to Kauai.
Wait, I'm also really obsessed with their obsession with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. Her, she has Galactics, which are her, like, spirit guides. It's Carrie Fisher, Robin Williams, Trump.
But Robin is the main one.
Robin is always channeling.
Robin's always telling her thing.
Robin's
she's like, Robin said she wants to eat mac and cheese today.
And they're like, and then when she's raging, they go, Robin's really upset. Robin runs a tight ship.
There's a scene of them literally, one girl's like vaping on a weed pin, and they're all watching Mrs. Doubtfire.
I know. And then there's this one where they're like, Mother might die, like she might be, they're basically like a UFO is gonna come suck Mother up from her body and take her to like the celestial heavens, and they think clouds are UFOs, and they're just all going, there they are, they're
that
here.
Was kind of you coded though.
It was.
I was like, that's Carrie vibes. She's always thinking some clouds are out.
It was like very, it was very,
she's there, nope. They are, say hi to them,
hi. Say hi, oh my God, look at them. Anyway, everyone should be watching this doc.
I'm truly dead.
What would her housewife tagline be? Just
yeah, it's no tagline, it's just like
but she's like that kind of person you've met at like a weird thing where you're like, I'm not supposed to be here, and there's always like one person like that that's
oh,
just
I've
like
met so many of these types of people. Like true like acid weed head. Like this is, if you go to any Grateful Dead show, this is accounts for like about 30 to 40% of the audience in attendance. And if you dive into like Grateful Dead cover band audiences, like I've gotten in someone's like school bus before.
Whoa. Damn.
Like I've touched Mother God adjacent vibes.
Damn, that's hardcore.
It truly, like, they've done just so much acid. Their brains are, I believe that they believe in,
oh no, they're
what's
just
going on.
They're so high. They're permanently
just truly perma-fried.
They're brain dead.
And they have like, there's no real rhyme or reason or doctrine. Like they're the kind of fucked up, which is a favorite breed of fucked up for me to like watch from afar, like on TV.
Yeah.
They remind me of, I think it was like Chrissy or Christina from Intervention, the meth head who drank vodka and would write math equations in notebooks.
It's just nothing.
And like scribble on the wall. I was like, there's one scene of a guy like reading a doctrine to people, and it's like, where'd you get this? They literally just like trip acid and write like doctrine.
They don't, they're manifesto vibes.
There's just no rhyme or
but
reason.
But it's just drug talk. It's just, it's nothingness.
If you do, like you do enough ketamine and you too can be Mother God. I've been it.
let's speak about another Mother God.
Yeah, I'm Mother.
And I'm Father.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Mother God. Salty Utah Mother Gods. This episode was got good at the end, but I was a little like,
we were chatting it up during this episode.
I know, I want to like to the end. Honestly,
well, we have to talk about, I have like broad strokes, so we have to talk about Monica's like
daughter
forced scene with her daughter.
I want the best for her daughter.
Me too. I want her to thrive, and I don't know if like her mom forcing her to shoot scenes of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is where she's gonna spread her wings and fly.
I think her daughter has the potential to serve cunt.
Her daughter has the potential to be a Mother God.
She's Mother God.
She in might, that blanket on the couch?
She'll like blossom into like her, she'll come into her own like personhood.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I'm just thinking about Mother God. And
I know. She's just like, Monica's like, I want to help you get ready for prom. Do you have your dress yet? And she goes, I was prom queen.
Want to see all my pics? And then she drags out her photo books and is going through them. And then Monica reveals that her oldest daughter's dad is not the dad that Monica was married to. It was like she actually was with this other guy. And one time she left her daughter at the house and she looked down and the daughter was playing with something. And when she looked at it, it was a bag of Oxy.
So she was like, I picked her up and got the fuck out.
Monica pulled the Mother God special.
So that was good. That was good, Mother God.
Mm-hmm. So that's.
But her ex adopted her daughter. So he adopted her when she was one. So he's Father God. But she's basically like, I want you to know who your biological father was. And like, my mom, when my gay dad left me and my mom for his boyfriend in like Tampa or whatever, like my mom burned all his photos.
Oh my God, I forgot her dad was gay.
Yeah, which makes so much sense.
Is she connected with him?
No.
We need Monica's gay dad on Rollsick tonight. Stat.
So LD like torched all photos.
That makes LD is the ultimate fag hag.
Truly. It makes so much sense. She's what happens when you get married to a gay man.
I forgot as a woman. About this like key element.
You either go the Angie route or you go LD.
LD's a slay for that. She can actually do no wrong now that I know this.
But she's like, I want you to know who your dad really was. So like, I'm not going to like pretend he didn't exist like my mom did for me. She always taking a moment to LD.
I love being like, I want you to know who your dad was. And then minutes later on a national television show, tell a traumatizing core memory story about how your dad just left you to play with a bag of Oxy.
Yeah, that's really great.
I feel like, thank you so much for sharing that. That's gonna make my teen years amazing. Exponentially better.
Sean and Angie go on a date, eating some charcuterie and veggie with hummus things.
I was like, God, enough with the Greek food.
I was like, everyone in LA, everyone in SLC is like gassy because they're all eating charcuterie every day, which Monica, I'm happy with doing that.
I would love that. Except there was one charcuterie plate that had big cubes of sausage and they were too big.
It was like Soylent Green.
They were like this thick. They were like big square cubes. It was ungodly. Angie K does one of my favorite things that a woman can do in a relationship, which is like pick a fight out of nowhere based on a concept that you brought to the table. She goes, God, your music is so annoying. Like, you play country music all the time. You didn't used to be like that. And your music is hella annoying. And then he's like, well, I think your music is kind of annoying. And then she starts crying. She goes, see, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to be annoying to my husband. And it's like, bitch, you said this first.
Yeah, he goes, I've always listened to country. And she's like, well, I don't like it. And he's basically like, she's like, I feel like you don't know me anymore. And I feel like you don't like see me as desirable or like that I'm, and she's, and he's like,
and
I don't
honey,
know.
Honey, in that shirt, no one does.
I know. She was wearing like a chrome shirt. But I was like, kind of confused. He's like, I don't know what we can do to reconnect. I'm like, just fuck.
Yeah.
Just go
stick
out.
Stick your
go
penis in her vagina
and
eat
give her
out.
Some roadhead and then eat her out or vice versa.
Yeah,
just go 69 in the car.
You know what, actually? Just go get like a fucking nice hotel room. Isn't there a Four Seasons in
Utah?
Have
an affair with each other.
Go to Park City, check into the fucking Ritz, and then go down on her and stick a finger in her butt.
I'm just like, I know it's like they need like a plot line, but I'm just kind of like, I'm always, whenever I see a couple doing this, I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, it's not.
This is just not, it's messy.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretend that you're happy at least. You're going to regret.
Or like really sell this dysfunction.
But just, I'm just like, you're going to regret this. If you're not going to get a divorce, don't bring your spouse onto a show and like pick fights with them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's my
If you're
going to
do
take.
It, you better really go all in.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Heather unleashes a feast of Wendy's in anticipation of her house guest, a one Lisa Barlow.
And Lisa drives her Porsche up to Heather's front door, running over a rock on the way. And she goes, what did I hit?
What did I hit? She steps out in her neon green stilettos and her little neon green. What kind of bag is that?
A little clutch.
A little clutch. And she goes, oh, shit.
She goes, dang it. I have to tell John.
I'm going to have to call John right now. Fuck.
Heather.
And it's really fucked up, her Porsche. It's like hanging off.
That's going to be like $1,000.
Because Heather, you have to get that. She's like, I need to get that boulder removed. She's like, yeah, you need to do that stat.
Do it right now.
Do it right now. The Wendy's look really good.
You know what I miss is dipping a Wendy's chicken nugget into a Frosty.
Oh, yeah.
And eating it.
Why is that
the only restaurant you can do that with and it tastes good?
It's like savory and sweet.
Any other restaurant?
No. I used to love getting high and going to Wendy's in New Jersey.
Yeah. That's like, I think the last time I went to Wendy's, I was high.
Well, I go to Simon's sometimes when Simon's out of town. I drive to a parking lot and I eat Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. You have your like,
it's my little
solo
secret.
Wendy's.
My sexy secret.
My strange addiction.
On Sunset Boulevard. I just eat in the parking lot. I love it. I can't really do that now with mango.
Why? When you get him in on the action. Get him in your sick.
That poor guy.
I know. He's doing better, though.
He's doing better. He's still coughing a lot.
It just takes a long time. I was literally telling Carrie earlier tonight, like, Tony just stopped having his symptoms.
It is crazy that we talked about this mystery illness, and now it's like,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's like now. It's
trendsetters once again.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's crazy how fast this kind of shit happens.
I know.
It's like now, like, the Washington Post is writing about it. So,
yeah.
Not that they're reputable or anything.
Jesus is listening.
Lisa is schnibbing on no napkin, just dipping from a plate. And I'm like, God, how does she do it?
Heather, in her a flashback, had planned, she and Monica are planning a big old trip to the Bermudas, Bermuda, and
Monica's grandmother was born there, so she has like a lot of familial ties.
So, and then Heather told Monica, like, in order to have this trip, you have to apologize to Lisa, and she's gonna broker peace between two women.
Lisa's like, okay. Whitney and Angie meet for a power. I was like a little like glazed over in this scene, but basically they go, and Whitney has girl from Plainville eyebrows. Like,
Whitney got an eyebrow dye job that is
shocking, but I'm like, you know what?
It's kind of crucial, and I accept this new wild rose.
Angie looks like Gaga on the Edge of Glory video in a Versace, some kind of Versace homage.
And my biggest takeaway from this lunch is that they were eating sandwiches with forks.
I've done that.
But like, just picked at a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That's a eating disorder thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just clocked their asses. I said, these ladies are not.
Yeah. But they're just both. And again, they're doing it too. I'm like, why are you doing it? She's like, continuing to complain about Sean, and then Whitney's like, yes, I agree, Justin is this, I have the same issue with him. We went up to Claridge's, like, inn in bed and breakfast, I don't know, somewhere up in like St. George.
They
went on a little like fuck trip, and they got to the hotel, and she goes, and I literally was like, Justin, do you even want to be in this anymore? And he went, I don't know, do you? And she went, I don't know.
She goes, I kept telling him it's not normal to be monogamous and married. I was like, bitch, we know you think that. You literally had an affair with this man.
I know. And Angie goes, I know. We're both animal. We're all animals. And animals can't really. I'm like, what is happening? And I feel like
the only animals that really are monogamous are ducks. Did you know about that? And I was like,
are you just saying this because
you're saying this because your husband's a You know.
And she goes, and Whitney goes, can I ask you something? When is the last time you had sex? And she's like, we have to schedule it for just once a week. And she goes, don't organize it. Just do it.
Marriage coach.
She's a sex coach. Meredith is, and Seth are setting up their podcast. And there was a moment where I was like, she is Lisa Vanderpump.
I know.
It was freaky. And they're having,
was like Lisa Vanderpump from like season 3 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
They're getting out the charcuterie. They're getting out the snacks. They're pouring some Merlot, some drinks. And they're about to record their podcast, but it feels like they're about to engage in a kind of foursome swinger activity. And then it's revealed that Whitney and Justin have been invited over for an episode of Hanging by a Thread.
And
it is very, it did feel like they were like swingers and like they're coming over and it's exciting. And like Meredith and Seth are like the older couple.
I'm just like,
why stop podcasting?
Stop.
Just stop pretending.
Enough. Please don't add it to the mix. We've been through enough.
I'd like them to stop pretending. I swear to God, they're not even recording anything in this episode.
Yeah, I was like, where are these mics plugged into?
Yeah, they're just plugged.
Like,
they're just
they looked like they were just running off the table. I'm sure there's like a producer in the background, but I was like, they just ran these mics off the edge of a table and are like pretending to podcast.
It's like, what was that meme of the guy who tried to like pretend he was in the hospital to get out of going to class or something, and he had AirPods in his nose and pretended to be like on life support and it was a phone charger?
I like that.
That's what they were doing.
That's what they're
moment.
Doing.
And they just talk about like, Meredith goes, part of what we do here, part of what we do here is entertain interesting couples and relationships that we're fascinated by. We found yours fascinating, not because we think you're hanging on by a thread, but because you intrigue us.
She goes, where is the craziest place you've had sex?
And Whitney goes, well, it was probably when I sucked Justin's dick under his desk while I worked for him, and then the HR lady came in.
You sucked him off in front of HR? No wonder he got fired.
And then Meredith and Seth are like, whoa.
I'm like, damn, is that legal?
And then it goes to her.
You can't have Whitney and Justin anywhere. Like, no. Imagine them in a corporate environment, the Wild Rose under a desk, just like sucking him off.
That's like fully porn. Like, I've watched a gay porn.
She is the fucking Wild Rose for that. And HR
I love
walked
it.
In.
Not in front of myself. It's very like, what's going on here?
She goes, Justin, I need to talk to you about the recent meetings. And Whitney's like,
he's like, just a second.
He's like, yeah.
It's that's like
okay, yeah.
That, doesn't that feel farcical almost?
It's like a Farrelly Brothers
it
comedy.
Is. Whitney is kind of like
her
a Farrelly
going, like,
Brothers.
And then the door opens and she's just frozen with his dick down her throat. She's
he has
like,
her head.
And he has to, she has to just stop and freeze. She goes, she can't even breathe because she'll choke.
And he's holding her head down.
And meanwhile, he's like, yeah, the meetings. It's like 90s.
He's
it's like a really bad
yeah, it's
comedy.
Very,
it's
like
very
it's something
90s.
About Mary. It's very, he's just like a, oh.
It's a scary movie.
Ooh, yeah.
He's like, ooh. She's like, I need your signature.
That face. That face.
I need your signature on some of these documents. And he's like, she's like, is everything okay? And he's like,
is everything okay there, Justin? No, she's like this like kind of marm, like joy kill and like misogynistic 90s like,
yeah,
the
like
fucking
an HR
bitch,
an and then unfuckable she's HR bitch,
this cunt from HR,
this fucking HR
and,
cunt,
and what's going on there, Justin? We just had that floor recarpeted. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, there's like a pile of like Whitney. I imagine also the desk has like a little bit of a slit underneath. So in order to truly not be seen, Whitney had to like push her feet and like be up. Like, so a dick is down her throat and she's fully like Mission Impossible style under the desk. Being like, and he's like,
on that face. That's sick.
And then, like, and then truly at the end, it's like a fucking cum blast.
Yeah.
Well, she sees, I think the cunt from HR sees like a pile of saliva like right under his chair. And that's when she's like, we just had these floors clean.
Watch where you're. Yeah, he's like, stop spilling. You spill water so much in here.
God.
It creates mildew.
Spilling Sprite and Mountain Dew all over the place.
She's like, if I'm going to be here anyway, I should probably get some. And then she gets some water and from the carpet and drinks.
Oh, there definitely has to be like a sick out moment.
Can I have a glass? And he's like, she's like, yeah, right there, whatever that stuff is. And he holds up a glass of cum and she goes, parched.
Because he can't. Whitney's like, I don't swallow. And like, so he's always like coming. That we establish it for earlier in the movie that he always like comes in like a soda cup that he leaves on his desk. And it's like a sick reminder of their little affair. And that's when the cunt from HR is like, give me a sip of that. I'm fucking parched.
And then she drinks it. And she goes, that was good.
Yeah. She loves it.
She's like, put that down on the inventory. We need that kind. We need some more coolers of this.
Is that Sprite Zero?
Yeah. Bring it in. Is that like a
caffeine free? It tastes like it's caffeine free.
And he's like,
Whitney is turning blue under the desk, like Spider-Man. And then finally, HR goes out and Whitney goes,
and then it just explodes in the office.
Yeah.
And the shades, and everyone in the office looks over.
It explodes on the desk. She actually is just like gurgling his cum out. He's been coming actually this whole time. He started coming down her throat when the HR lady came in. And she just sucked and sucked and deep throated so hard.
Well, I guess I swallow now.
Emptied him. And then when he pulls out, she goes, and like spits it all over the floor because she doesn't swallow.
I told you I didn't swallow. Oh, man.
Well, if that doesn't get us fucking demonetized on YouTube, I don't know what will.
Oh, my God. We just end there.
We can't. We have, like, one more scene.
Well, Heather arranges, like, to announce the Bermuda trip. Heather is arranged because she's still on this bad Mormon 2 kick.
We also just, side note, forgot about the hardest time in Justin's marriage is when Whitney held his dad's hand when he crossed over to the other side.
Mm-hmm. He's like, he couldn't do it. I thought she was going to be like, he was a pussy.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Where are you going with this?
Yeah.
So Heather arranges this Mormon, like, pioneer lunch at this, like,
farm stand,
and she's going to tell the girls about the Bruno trip, but also, like, continue her never-ending obsession with the Mormon church. And she's like, it's a spring day, the Mormon church was founded on April 6, 1830. And I was like, damn, you're really
spitting facts.
And then I had a moment because they all come, they all wear bonnets, and they're making like heavy cream and churning butter.
They look really good in bonnets.
They all look
most
really
of them.
I'd say Meredith and Lisa look fucking
Lisa looks
phenomenal in a bonnet. And I had this moment where I was like, is Heather like a Mormon psyop?
Explain.
Like, she's out of the church, but she's still like espousing propaganda in a way. Like, this was like, she's talking about the history of the church and like the values and like blah, blah, blah. And it's like our ancestors, this is our heritage. And like, I don't actually think it is, but in my like tinfoil hat is like, she's a psyop. They're like, go on and try to convert like gays and like women.
Maybe her next book is going to be called Cool Mormon.
Cool Mormon. And she is kind of this is propaganda a little bit.
I like where your head's at.
Black Phillip is there. There's lots of sheep and goats.
Mm-hmm. The goats know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, for our first thing, we're going to do our hobby. We're going to churn butter. And I was like, oh my God, I'm excited. Because I thought they were going to churn butter in like a barrel.
Yeah.
And then, no, she pours heavy cream into, like, mason jars and says everyone shake it up.
And some salt. And then they just spend, like, hours, like, what is shaking. That shake weight thing? It's like they're just shaking mason jars. And I was like, this is boring.
And then they make little dolls.
I like the dolls. Meredith goes, this is my pink pioneer. And then,
of course, she's wearing some ice.
And then
a little ice stout.
And then Lisa goes, this is Trina the Trekker.
I like Trina.
And then Monica goes,
This is Molly, and she's wearing a scarlet letter because she's been cast aside as the black sheep of the group. And she's like looking at Lisa.
And then she goes, but the Mormon religion is all about letting the black sheep come back in. I was like, categorically, no, it's not.
No, it's about...
It's about literally excommunicating whores. That's them, their words, not mine.
Yeah. And then, so Lisa's like already... Lisa's ignoring Monica this whole time, and that's just like getting right under her skin. And this is supposed to be a moment of forgiveness and like coming to terms with each other, but Monica just can't help herself.
No, this is supposed to be like a Hillen moment where they all churn butter and make dolls before they go to Bermuda.
I was hilled by the food. I wanted that food.
Mm-hmm.
They've got ribs, they have cornbread, they have mac and cheese.
This food's very Southern, but it's also very like Oklahoma. Like if you go out, this is Oklahoma food.
And they're calling it Mormon food.
Yeah, and I was like, no, babe, that's OKC style.
And they're all eating and it looks really good. And then Heather goes, okay, so we're going to do one more game. Imagine that we're all on the Pioneer Trail together in covered wagons. And we hit a freak squall in an early snowstorm. And we have to empty our wagons. It's too heavy to go on. And we have to kick one of us out. Who would you pick? And
Lisa, then Lisa, you go first.
Lisa immediately goes, well, I would pick the woman who doesn't like other women and puts them down and is really nasty. So I'd pick Monica.
Monica, you're unfortunately out.
And then, of course, Monica can't help it.
You just cannot tell her a goddamn thing.
So she goes, you just can't help it. And she starts mocking Lisa. And Lisa goes, well, you love my voice so much. You like to use it all the time. And she goes, I don't even think that is your voice.
I was like, how dare you?
How dare you? This is her smoky Long Island voice.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Her monotone, gorgeous, silky voice.
She goes, it is my voice.
It actually is my voice.
And she goes, you're the one that was comparing your mom to Ted Bundy. I just thought that wasn't right. And then Monica was like, you told me that no one would want to be my mom ever.
And I was like, she certainly did. And that was funny. She shut your ass down with that remark, and it was good.
And she goes, you're the one that's like, my mom eats people. She's Ted Bundy. And then Whitney goes, wait a minute. I am no true crime buff, but I know for a fact that that's Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm like, what is with all the serial killer talk?
I'm pretty sure it was Jeffrey Dahmer who was the eater of people.
Meanwhile, while they're all starting to fight, Meredith is just like still churning her butter. She's like, I told my kids they should always commit to something and never quit. So I'm going to keep following through on this churning.
And then Monica yaps away at Lisa. She calls her a nasty, ugly in the inside out. She's Brandy Glanville energy, where she just goes too low and is like...
And like unpredictable. Like you can't bring her anywhere.
Yeah.
And if you give her an inch, she's going
to
like...
She's a liability. You say one thing to her and she'll fucking escalate it.
Yeah. She's like, I'll fucking kill your family, you know?
Yeah, where she's like, you're a fucking pig whore. And
yeah.
Like, you're like, oh my God, I just said I'd kick you out of a wagon.
And it's everyone's getting up, and then Angie goes, hold! And she throws a glass, and she goes, everyone be silent! And I was like, that's so Greek, I love it. She's basically like, shut up! Sons of bitches!
Sons of bitches! And then she says something, I can't remember what she said. And
Heather's
Monica
basically
goes,
like,
Monica goes to go pout over by like a barrel.
And Heather's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is our announcement of this amazing like pilgrimage back home that you're taking to Bermuda to show us this is your home turf and for us to get to know you. Not fight with Lisa. You're supposed to be like making up with Lisa. And Monica's like,
I'm not going. And I was like, you literally are LD. Worse, I would argue.
And then Lisa comes over and she goes, okay, I'll be the adult in the room and I'll broker peace.
She goes, Monica,
I apologize for what I said.
I never saw your mother be mean to you, but that doesn't mean I don't believe your words, and I apologize.
And then Monica goes, I'm sorry I called you ugly, which I'm like,
shut up.
Don't, and if that's an insult, don't repeat the insult.
No, she's borderline. She is.
And then
textbook. Her and LD.
And they sit down,
like,
and Heather's
mother like daughter.
Yeah, she sounds like her sometimes. Like the
she is. Her going from like loving something to like hating something.
Yeah.
And then like pouting and like being so excited to do something, then refusing to do something. She is borderline personality disorder.
And here's the thing. I think Monica genuinely like wants to like be better than her mom. I do. I believe that. I just think it's like you, unless you like put the work in, it's hard to like to not be your parents.
Part of being better is like recognizing how you are exactly the same.
And then Heather, Heather's really grown on me this season again. And she's like, I wanted to announce, she gives everyone like a little like jar full of pearls and
pink sand.
Pink sand, which is really sweet. And she's like, so this is it. What? What?
You're moved by that.
I was moved. I thought it was like, I'm like, okay, Heather's like, Heather's a real, she's a,
I love, God, that's
she's
really,
a good old broad.
That's really sweet.
It is sweet. She's like, I would have been tickled by the, I fucking love this, Heather. I love it. So she's like, I want to give everyone a hint of what trip we're going to go on next. And then someone, Lisa goes, islands. Whitney goes, it's by the beach.
By the beach, no.
An island. And they're like, yes, it's an island. And she's like, and it's a place that has pink sand. And she's trying to get Monica to like, and Monica's like, with her bonnet. And then she goes, pink sand. And then Lisa goes, it's Bermuda.
Bermuda.
And Heather goes, yes, we're going to Bermuda. And yeah. Monica, do you want to talk about it or anything? And Monica's like,
I'm not going.
And then Heather's like, okay, you're being ridiculous. This is like supposed to be a trip that we're doing together. And you're making this not fun. And then Monica in her confessional goes, I'm starting to see why Jen Shah didn't trust Heather. I'm like, you ratted Jen Shah out.
I know. You're a dirty rat.
You helped put her in jail.
Yeah, you're a dirty rat. But you were also like her minion. So you are completely untrustworthy.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be like a villain's minion. It's another thing to be their minion and then also fucking air them out to the cops.
She's a rat. Is a,
she's
rat.
A fucking rat.
A rat is always a
yeah,
rat.
Yeah, what would Big Ange say? Big Ange would not be having Monica.
She wouldn't fuck with Monica.
She'd fuck with Lisa Barlow.
Yeah, and she'd fuck with Heather.
Well, because Lisa's also a New Yorker.
She probably wouldn't fuck with Meredith.
No.
Not Angie. I think Angie would have a hard... Maybe Whitney, but I don't know.
I think Whitney and Big Ange could get along. They both like men.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love whatever Monica's doing. I love it because it is unhinged. But like, do I enjoy her as a person? Absolutely not. Want her nowhere near me. But do I respect LD and think she is the moment?
And Mother God?
100. 100. Do we need to track down LD's gay ex-husband?
Absolutely.
And fly him to Salt Lake City or create a big mother-daughter girls trip to Florida?
100%.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
So
let's go fund a trip for us to find him in Florida.
Oh my God. To Tampa.
I'll be like, I'll suck your dick.
We would try and find Cuppy. Yeah. You could work on
you get
blowing
Cuppy.
Him, and I'll work on getting wifed up with Cuppy.
I miss Cuppy.
Me too.
Big Ange would love Cuppy.
Cuppy was really great. Cuppy
she was
did
too good.
Not get her moment.
She's too good for Tampa Bay's.
I know.
She needs to leave Tampa.
Can they like Tampa Bay's was fun though?
Can't they reboot it?
They should reboot it or bring it back for season two.
They didn't even finish season one.
They didn't.
I think they just never finished it.
They were just like, you be the...
Yeah, they're like...
they're like, imagine what happened.
Yeah.
I think we merged two episodes.
We did.
We kind of gave up. Everyone kind of gave up.
It was a hard time. It was COVID.
Lesbians just don't get a fair shake in this world.
They don't. We stand with lesbians.
You know who does get a fair shake? Our cult members.
Name them. Name them. Name them. Name them.
Name them.
Name them.
Lucy from London.
Lucy from London.
Brooke Johansson.
Brooke Johansson.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Weiss.
Danielle McMillan.
Millen.
Lady Swampwitch.
Miss Gives No Fucks.
Lazara.
Lazara.
Mazatov.
Mazatov.
Mary.
Mandy.
Eliza Twaddle.
Eliza Twaddle.
Maisie McKierney.
Maisie McKierney.
Mike Earhart.
Earhart.
Carrie Oakes.
Carrie Oakes.
Sharon Baum.
Realtor.
Courtney Kesselman.
Kesselman.
Carrie Whitmer.
Whitmer.
Owsley.
Owsley.
Mariah Kay.
Mariah Kay.
Kathy West.
Kathy West.
Michelle Martino.
Tino.
Kit Moore.
Kit Moore.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Orlando.
Orlando. Orlando.
Nick Sedaris.
Sedaris.
Emily.
Emily.
Kim Lucas.
Kim Lucas. And Jeffrey Pradama. Pradama. Pradama.
Someone in the Patreon comments goes, what must it feel like to be Jeffrey Pradama?
I think he feels good.
I think he feels great.
Jeffrey Cadima, we love you.
We've locked him into our mother god. He can never leave the cult.
He knows.
He knows. And
I like all the spellings of Pradama too.
Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a delightful Thanksgiving.
And if you're not celebrating in our country, or you are in our country, just choose not to celebrate it.
Have a great day.
Have a great holiday.
Have a great old regular
Have a great old
Thursday.
Resty, nasty Thursday.
Have a nasty little Thursday.
Have a piggish, nasty little Thursday.
Ask yourself, what would Wheatney do under the desk? And have yourself that kind of Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.